We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Listen, I got to tell you, we got a ton of text messages that all came flooding in. I'm sitting here, true confession, I looked at Boomer and I said, nobody's texting in today, man. What's the deal? And he looked at me and goes, I think you need to refresh your screen. Ba-bam, they all came flooding in. So anyway, I see all your texts. I'll get to a few of them right now. By the way, Boomer, McQueen texted in. So with your croakiness, do you want to read her text or you want me to? It's your McQueen.
It is my McQueen. I can try. You can help. Actually, you know what? I'll let you do it. I'm going to cough it up.
I don't know what you're going to cough up. I don't want to know what you're exactly. coughing up. All right, I'll tell you what. Okay, McQueen, she texted in and says, a school shooting just breaks my heart. I'm sad, heartbroken, at a loss for words, yet furious and angry at the same time. These events used to be one out of a million, and now they happen too frequently. Culture has become numb to them. And so many people are saying that we need gun control because of this, but I think we all know that's not the answer, because the bad people who want guns are still going to find a way to get them. And if it was not for the police officers who took the gunman down, who knows how many more innocent lives would have been lost. Mm. That's your wife right
there. That's my wife.
That's your wife. Mm. I'm going to tell you. Yeah. Wow. What else we got here? Amy from Rainbow City texted in and said, so sorry, first of all, for the very tragic loss of life. Secondly, thank you for the courage of the police officers to prevent further loss of life. Third, noted that the shooter, this text is kind of scrambled. It says, noted that the shooter was, I can't read the text. The woke indoctrination of gender identity is too confusing and depressing to anyone, especially those with autism who have difficulty understanding the abstract concepts. Another reason to pass legislation to ban DEI, gender pronouns, and gender-changing medications and surgeries. Amy, you are so correct. Mm. And by the way, we did pass the law in Alabama to ban gender surgeries and treatments on minors. Part of it's tied up in court right now. Mm. Jeremy from Huntsville, what you got, bud?
Oh, I was going to say, go on and get Jeremy. There's a no-name one that I was going to read.
Okay. Jeremy from Huntsville says 1,053 children were killed in car accidents in 2019. Mm. 3,771 were killed by firearms. Statistics after 2019 are skewed due to COVID-19. I would like to see the numbers of children under 13 because gang violence further skews the numbers. Can we get some mental health assessment for gun ownership? I hate seeing these numbers. Expect to see just the opposite. I have a hard time believing that some of those stats are not inflated or portrayed inaccurately. So, Jeremy from Huntsville, thanks for the text, man. Would you have any go?
So there's a no-namer. So if this is your text, go on and send us your name and location. But he said the shooter shot a glass door out to enter the building. Soon they're going to have steel doors or replace them with steel doors or intended, expanded metal over these glasses,
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and they also, but I don't know, man. I don't, at what point do we
stop?
Yeah.
We live in the fear.
We're hardening the schools, but I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right. We'll come right back. We're not done with this. We'll talk about it a little bit more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Chris from Huntsville just texted in, says, can we not put the teachers through firearms training and let them carry, if not a firearm, then at least a non-lethal weapon so way they can fight back? And I'll be honest with you, we do have those opportunities. Schools are allowed to, and my recollection was the legislation was there's allowed to be like a firearm managed by, I think, the principal who has to have training, and it has to be, you know, under lock and key, but it can be accessed. That's not going to help a teacher in a classroom at the far end of the hallway, per se, but there are some thoughts on that. You got something?
Well, that's kind of what I was about to say, is just like what you were just talking about, and having the teachers with it, I don't know. You can't force somebody to learn how to shoot or anything.
I mean, anybody who's ever, you know, handled firearms with any kind of proficiency knows that there are also many people who don't want to handle a firearm.
Oh.
They're freaked out by it, or they just have an aversion to it in some way. So I don't think you're going to find a way to arm all teachers, and teachers didn't sign up to necessarily be soldiers.
Right.
But what they were signed up to do is protect kids. And I really believe that Murphy made a good point a moment ago in that last segment.
Yes.
About the training that teachers need to go through. Schools need to have their responses down. And I know a lot of them do, but there's some who don't. There are some who don't take it that kind of serious. And if you look at it kind of runs the gamut. I think I said earlier, I think we were on the air when I said this, that if you look at the school shootings in recent history, they're all across the board in the kind of places that they're at. Uvalde, Texas, you know, is a rural school. And you've got Michigan State University. It's a university campus. Then you've got a very upscale suburban neighborhood in Nashville yesterday. So anyway, all across the board. Got a new texter, Tim from Warrior. He says, build a wall around the schools and the border. Not a bad point. The walls around the school, that's a thought. A lot of them have fencing. I don't know how much that would actually keep somebody out who really wanted to get in. But and truth be told, you can harden a facility, and it will deter some. But those who truly want to make something happen, they'll find a workaround. There's always going to be a workaround.
Always a workaround, just like the gun control thing. You're going to put gun control in, but if I wanted a weapon, I could find a weapon.
Yeah, no doubt. Some, you know, kind of weapon.
And I'm not even connected.
Yeah, exactly.
You could find something.
Randy from Athens says, how about we focus on mental health instead? I guess she means instead of gun control. Mm. Susan from Elkmont says, Daily Wire had an article yesterday asking if the shooter was triggered by the group Stop Transgenocide, calling for a day of vengeance. That's an article that I've got here. I'll tell you what, I'll grab that real quick. I've got that here in my stack. I was going to pull that out here in just a moment. So, Susan, thank you for the heads up. Yeah, I've got that's not the one I'm looking for. Hang on a second. Go back into my stack and pull the one up. There it is. Yep, Daily Wire. Trans activists called for a day of vengeance before the Nashville shooting. And I believe they named Nashville as one of the cities where they encouraged violence to take place. So, yeah, as a trans activist group that put out their call on social media for a day of vengeance. And it says the group is run in part by a former Democratic staffer lawmakers in Virginia. The main day of vengeance event is scheduled to occur in D.C. at 11 a.m. this coming Saturday, when attendees are asked to show up masked at the Supreme Court. Justice Brett Kavanaugh is a particular target of LGBTQ activists and narrowly avoided an assassination attempt by a far-left activist last year. Other events will also occur on March 31st, according to promotional materials. That is also the Trans Day of Visibility. But organizers wrote, we need more than just visibility. Listen, when's the last time you saw the Christian call for a day of vengeance? Or, you know, for that matter, pick your group, the pro-life call for a day of vengeance. I mean, the most you're going to see is a day of prayer on the Washington Mall. How dare, where is the freaking FBI right now on the idea of trying to root out extremism in our society? When you've got a group that feels bold enough to go, because they're protected. It's the Trans Day of Vengeance. No, that's really not a good idea. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and call you out on it. Just amazing. So what are my thoughts on that, Susan from Elkmont? I think, first of all, it's jackassery. Hit the jackassery. We got a sound effect for jackassery now, don't we? Hit it. It's jackassery of the highest order, Trans Day of... I don't imagine them being overly threatening, but then again, put a gun in anybody's hand or a mental disorder, and you can make things happen, unfortunately. And you're calling for a day of vengeance is absolutely the opposite of what any civil society should be allowing. Daily Wire, though, also had another piece that caught my attention about the legacy media scrambling to identify the gender. Now, first of all, I was confused. I will admit, what's the deal? Is this a, what do we got here? Is this a dude or a chick? Do we have a dude or do we have a chick? I don't know. It was a little confusing for a while. And I was not going to go with the, I will call them by their preferred pronouns. Screw that. They just killed all these kids. I don't do the whole pronoun thing anyway. You're born a he, you get to be he from me. You're born a she, you get to be a she from me. But all that to say, it was a little weird. Is this an Audrey or an Aiden? Well, mainstream media was really bothered because apparently some people got the story and misgendered the individual. Is that really your concern right now? Really? That's where you're going with this. Misgendering. How about dead naming? That would fit right now, wouldn't it? Line one, Steve from Tennessee. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, you said almost exactly what I was going to say. I think I said this to you a long time ago, but the guy that never gets it wrong on misgendering somebody's the corner.
oh, my gosh.
And, you know, you notice the chief of police hesitated on that video when they asked him, somebody asked him if this person was trans or whatever. I think the man paused for a second because he really didn't, you know, they had that millisecond of hesitation, like, I don't know how I should answer this. And he just came out and said it was a female, I believe is what he said it. Yeah. So that's one thing. The coroner always gets it right. But I was going to say, I think the proper law enforcement term for this, I've never been in law enforcement, but I've had some friends that are and were. I believe it's called the roll-up. And I believe this person had to have shared what was coming down with the other folks. They need to roll up everybody that had anything to do with this and air it out, man, because it's like this, like you just said, having a day of any whatever that implies violence like this is totally unacceptable for anybody. And well, nobody should get a hall pass on that. That's my two cents.
Perfectly said, Steve. You are right, man. I mean, you watch Antifa burning down buildings, getting a pass. You watch Transgender Day of Vengeance being advertised, they get a pass. I don't know what's in that manifesto that the shooter left behind. Maybe it names some names of co-conspirators, and I hope if that's the case, they go in there and just root them all out. But anyway, Steve, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'll wrap up with this as we finish this whole thing out. This is not a time to call for gun control. Not a time at all. You know, and President Biden comes out and says, you know, we've got to do more for gun control. How about car control? How about, and I hate to say this, but like knife control? How about baseball bat control? When is it not the object and just on the person? Now, the other thing you got to watch, though, and here's this me opining. I don't have a news story in my hand, but I've been talking about progressives long enough to see where they're going to go with some things. And I'll tell you what we have to watch now is the person had mental health issues. Maybe red flag laws should have been in place, is what they're going to say. I guarantee you, somewhere in the next 12 to 24 hours, we're going to have one of the major networks talking about the imperative need for red flag laws so that those with mental illness can be identified in advance and prevent, because she purchased her guns legally, at least to the extent that we know. Most of them were purchased legally right there in the Nashville area. Okay, so she was being seen by a therapist or a doctor of some type, treated for some type of mental illness, we believe, but still purchased her guns lawfully. What does that mean to the narrative that we need red flag laws? We gotta control the flow here, man. So many red flags. Well, the red flags were with her. I mean, she was 28 years old. She's a grown woman. She's in the community. And by the way, red flag laws, who gets to decide what's a red flag? And so you're going to be sitting there one day, and that person who has no other problems except some mild anxiety, and they take something like a Xanax, that has to be, you know, just made known to the ATF, I guess, and now they don't get to own a firearm. Their Second Amendment rights go out the door with their Xanax prescription. Well, that's what you're going to hear the call, though. I'm waiting for it. I am watching. I suspect it's coming. And just wait and see. All right, I tell you what, Boomer, let's take the break about a minute earlier. We're going to switch gears. We're going to get off this for a bit, but you're welcome to keep texting in, calling in if you want to. I'll take those calls about this issue because it's a big one, and I don't mind covering down on some of those. You guys usually are spot on. So 833-687-4448. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. So let me just jump over here. Well, Amy from Rainbow City has sent me a text. Please address your thoughts in relation to the shooter having autism. I've never heard that the shooter had autism. And Amy, bottom line is I don't care. Right now the shooter's dead. So are three kids and three adults. And if the person had autism during their lifetime, I hope they received the treatment, the care, whatever they needed. But nonetheless, that's got no never mind to me at this point. So I don't know what else to say to that one. John from Brownsboro just texted in, says, I say every classroom should have a lockbox with a case of pepper spray to be distributed in the event of an active shooter. And that's not a bad idea. He does point out, though, John also says he knows a teacher who doesn't have the authority to have pepper spray. So she improvised and keeps a can of wasp spray that has a 20-foot reach. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Keeps a 20-foot spray wasp spray can in her desk. What a great idea. Love that. That's creative. By the way, that'll mess you up, too. what else we got here? I'll go down a few more. Glenn from Bluntsville. Yeah, he was talking about the fact that, you know, it's not always guns that make a difference. He points out that it was Nancy Pelosi's husband who had his skull cracked with a guy with a hammer. Yes, indeed. Tim from Warrior says pretty much everybody in Bama can shoot, and that's not an unfair representation. What else have I got down here? Let me scroll down real quick, and then I think I got a caller coming in. So Michael from Athens says, I want to thank the woke idiots for ruining the language. It was literally 24 hours where I could determine with any satisfaction whether the perpetrator was male or female. I totally get it. Jeff from Holly Pond says, I may have been confused as a teenager, but I knew I was a guy and a human. JT from Lacey Springs says, officer's response was blitzkrieg. It was shock and awe. And so, yeah, thank you, bud. Michael from Taft, Tennessee, says, I'm willing to bet both the officers that shot that girl were military, had military training and possibly combat experience. I'm not going to be surprised. In fact, I was watching the body cam video, and I was thinking the same thing, Michael, but I don't know that for a fact because law enforcement, they got some pretty legit training too. And then Brian from Huntsville says, for the victims, God holds them now. For the relatives and police that had to fire, please, Lord, give them support and solace. Great, great text, man. Thanks, Brian. I got a caller online. Is that Sparky? Yeah, Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, great show, you and Boomer. I'm so impressed with those officers. Like you said, clearly some military background. There's an old military saying, to the sound of the guns. It was the motto of the aviation battalion. I was in Germany over in the 8th Infantry Division back in the day. To the sound of the guns means bravely launching toward danger to get the job done. Fantastic. Hey, we don't have a gun control problem in this country. We have a crazy people problem. And the minute the politicians get off their little standard soapboxes on gun control and gun confiscation and recognize what they have done to this country with a culture of oversaturation, of useless information, over-medication on the part of a lot of physicians and health care providers, and failure to recognize and contain people who clearly have mental problems. This woman had a bad history of mental problems, and I hate that it ended how it went for her, but it's the same old story every time. It's kind of strange, though. I can't recall a female mass school shooter.
No, I can't either. I really can't. There were several firsts in this, Sparky, and I don't know if you recall any, but I do not recall body cam video being released that quick either, do you?
never. Yeah. No, never.
Yeah, in fact, I think there's some that they never got it.
But this speaks to, dare I step on the toes of anybody currently in the military or who support the military's policy of allowing transgender individuals to serve. The studies done by under the Trump administration said, hey, we can't take that on. No offense, but there's going to be too much time spent at the dispensary. There's too much time spent with mental health problems and possible surgeries. The juice ain't worth the squeeze. But now they've gone the other way. And then there's this young woman who identified as transgendered. I don't think she'd had any of the surgeries, or who knows if she was having any of the therapies. But you know, there's clearly something mentally unstable with the young gal, and I don't know if we'll ever know the story. It's tragic. I hate it for her family.
Yeah, I do too. And now we're also seeing, though, too, at the same time that she's doing the shooting, just prior to the shooting, there was a call for a Trans Day of Vengeance by a national activist group, and that's just so ill-advised.
Yeah, let's find out that she was influenced by that and see how well that goes for them. That's one of the, well, I don't know. I say every day, Bill and Boomer, that's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard of, right? But every day, the next stupid comes along, and it's usually tied to woke rolling over weakness. So there it is. Well, y'all have a good rest of the day. God bless you.
All right, see you, brother. Take care. As usual, he is spot on. Jeremy from Huntsville just texted in and said, Sparky hit the nail on the head. And then he says, love you, Phil and Boomer. Good show. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for that very much. Louie from ARAB just texted in and says, we got to get our country back to the motto in the Charlie Daniels, simple man. Yeah. Charlie from Huntsville just texted in and says, liberals not likely to pass Rhodes, a red state law that would say that transgenders and gay. I'm not sure. That's a garbled up text, Charlie. I'm not sure what you're trying to tell me, brother, but I think what he's saying is we're not likely to see a red state pass laws that, oh, I get it, a red state passing laws that would say transgenders and gay is an elemental. I don't know what he's saying. I'm through trying. I did the best I could, Charlie. Thanks for the text. John from Brownsboro. There was one other female shooter, he points out, but she didn't target students. That's okay. All right. We got a brand new one, Kevin from Hartsel. We appreciate you being in the line with us, man. Thanks for jumping on board and getting involved with the text string. Boomer, we have, like an exponential number now of people in our text that, like, it grows every day.
It grows every day, and we're getting more and more texts every day, which is awesome. But sometimes we can't get to all of them.
Yeah, I know. Which, by the way, I think I just cleaned house. I'm pretty sure I went through the whole
string. You did pretty good. I was like, wow, he's going through those fast.
Except for the one that I couldn't read.
Right.
Sorry, Charlie. Anyway, the bottom line is this. If you want to track the show, there's a lot of stuff on our website. I'll finish out the last minute of this hour by saying, if you want to track some stuff, our phone number is on there. Our live stream of the studio is on there. The live audio, in case you're running out of our overly broad AM/FM range. You can also, by the way, access all the resources. When you hear me rattle a piece of paper, at the bottom of our live feed or live stream page on the website, you can go and get all those same resources. We put them there for you every morning. Yeah, all that and a whole lot more, including our podcast, which is now over 130,000 downloads. All right, you guys, stay tuned. Hour number 3 coming up. We'll be right back. Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right